The website states, "Here's a statistic that is rarely mentioned in news reports. In nearly every school shooting incident, the children and teens involved were already taking one or more psychiatric drugs, or had just recently come off them, and had been under the care of a psychiatrist or mental health practitioner. The same is true for the majority of child and teen suicides. They were already on some type of psychiatric drug program that was supposed to be treating their mental illness, yet they killed themselves anyway." This assessment was echoed in a 1999 article in Health and Healing by Dr. Julian Whitaker, who stated, "Virtually all of the gun-related massacres that have made headlines over the past decade have had one thing in common. They were perpetrated by people taking Prozac, Zoloft, Luvox, Paxil, or a related antidepressant drug." In 1998, GlaxoSmithKline, maker of Paxil, was ordered to pay $6.4 million to surviving family members after Donald Schnell, 60, flew into a rage and killed his wife, daughter, and granddaughter just 48 hours after taking Paxil. The Teen Screen Truth site and the Indianapolis Star compiled a list of violent episodes dating as far back as 1985, when Stephen W. Brownlee, an Atlanta postal worker on psychotropic drugs, killed two co-workers. The list includes: in 1986, 14-year-old Rod Matthews of Canton, Massachusetts, beat a classmate to death with a baseball bat while on Ritalin. In 1988, 31-year-old Lori Dan, who had been taking anafrenil and lithium, walked into a second-grade classroom in Winnetka, Illinois, and began shooting. One child was killed and six wounded. Later that same year, 19-year-old James Wilson went on a shooting rampage at the Greenwood, South Carolina Elementary School and killed 2 8-year-old girls and wounded 7 others. He had been on Xanax, Valium, and 5 other drugs. In 1989, Patrick Purdy, 25, opened fire on a schoolyard filled with children in Stockton, California. 5 kids were killed and 30 wounded. He had been treated with Thorazine and Amitriptyline. In 1993, Steve Leith of Chelsea, Michigan, walked into a school meeting and shot and killed the school superintendent, wounding 2 others, while on Prozac. In 1996, 10-year-old Tommy Becton grabbed his 3-year-old niece as a shield and aimed a shotgun at a sheriff's deputy who had accompanied a truant officer to his Florida home. He had been on Prozac.